form there. And we've got to shave the neck and take that old timey razor.
Straight razor.
And stretch it.
I guess they still use some of them. I don't really know. Of course, not going to a barber shop, I wouldn't know.
What about a, let's say, if you had a shotgun, you put a shell in a shotgun, but what would you put in a pistol or a rifle?
A cartridge. But now, when you get on guns, that leaves me out, because I don't know much about guns.
Well, that's all I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah, cartridge.
What about when you were growing up? Did you ever play on anything that one kid could get on one end and one on the other?
Seesaw.
That's a seesaw. And when you were doing that, you would say you were
seesawing.
You were seesawing.
Right.
Have you ever seen or heard about anything that you might have a long board anchored right in the middle so you could go around?
Yeah, flying jenny. I've gotten in a field on them.
You got what?
I've nearly been killed on them flying jennies.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't realize they were dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know if you come off of one of them.
Yeah, I'm going pretty fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you ever heard of a longboard, this time anchored at both ends,
yeah,
so you could jump up and down on the middle of it? Something, you know, again, just to play on.
Well, now, the trampolines, you know, they do that now, but it's not on a board. It's a... No, I never did do that.
Say a trampoline?
A trampoline.
Oh, a trampoline.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. What would you say you were doing when you were on a flying jetty?
You just get on, and one gets on one end, the other, and they just get going around, and you just... It just sails you around real fast, and if you turn loose of it, well, it'll just throw you as far as you can.
I imagine that'd make you kind of dizzy, wouldn't it?
It would. Makes you drunk. You get sick at your stomach. I've done that.
Okay. You've played on these things before. You see them all the time. You know, something that would be, suspended from the limb of a tree by ropes.
Yeah, it's an old swing. It's a swing.
Have you seen different kinds? People make them different?
Yeah, they make them out of tires. You know, put a tire up and use a swing. Or they make them out of chains and put a board across there, you know, to hook it onto.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been talking about fireplaces a minute ago. What would you use to carry in, let's say, you had to go outside and get some coal?
Mm-hmm.
Coal
scuttle.
Coal.
I've got one of them too.
Is that the same thing? How does that thing shape? What does it look like?
Well, it's just kind of, it's about that big at the bottom, and it comes kind of out, you know, like that. Wow. You know, there's a lip that comes out on it, you know.
Kind of way long.
Right.
In some houses, I don't know if your homestead had this or not, but you would have, for heating, just have a freestanding stove.
Yeah, that's just a little hot-bellied stove.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that runs from the stove up to the...
Flue. Mm-hmm.
And the thing outside?
Stove pipe, and then the flue goes outside.
The flue is outside.
That's right.
Yeah. Some of the things that you might use in your yard, working in your yard, what do you call that thing that has a single wheel on the front, two handles, you know, and you can put things in it, carry around, maybe a bag.
Wheelbarrow. That's wheelbarrow.
Have you ever heard of a wheelbarrow called anything else?
Oh, they call them wheelbars.
Uh-huh.
Back to people, you know, that really wasn't educated, they'd say wheelbar.
Wheelbar.
That's right.
You'd say that was kind of